The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Holy Thursday. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. A few days ago on Palm Sunday, Jesus led us into Jerusalem. Today, he brings us to the upper room. The hour of Jesus has arrived, the moment of his passion, death, and resurrection. At the beginning of his public ministry, Jesus said to his Blessed Mother at the wedding at Cana, "My hour has not yet come." Now, as his ministry draws to a close, the Lord acknowledges that he is approaching the climactic events leading to our redemption. The atmosphere in that room must have been electric. As he had often done, on this night, Jesus takes what is familiar, the Seder meal, and reinterprets it by means of two gestures. Today's gospel reading reflects the first of these. This is from John 13. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with a towel around his waist. So Jesus washes the feet of his apostles. A familiar biblical gesture, it was in this instance an innovation. The apostles are caught off guard. Peter even says to Jesus, "You will never wash my feet." So what is the meaning of this gesture that the Lord performs? On one level, it's a humble act of service and a lesson to the apostles on how to carry out their mission. But there's also a sacramental level of meaning. The temple priests in Jerusalem had to wash their hands and feet before entering the sanctuary to offer sacrifice. The disciples at the Last Supper had already washed their hands, but not their feet. Jesus completes a figurative ordination for them, for he intends them to be the priests of the new covenant who will celebrate the new Passover sacrifice for God's people. Jesus signifies this by transforming the Seder into a sign and memorial of a new covenant. This is the second novelty of this Passover. St. Paul records the words of Christ at that moment. This is from 1 Corinthians 11, from the epistle for the Mass today. The Lord Jesus took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Jesus creates a new kind of memorial offering and commissions the apostles as the priests who will celebrate it. Through the memorial of the new covenant, the Mass, Christ continues to abide with the church and with each of us. Father Ronald Knox expressed this beautifully when he wrote that the Mass is a continuation of the Lord's life. He said, "Jesus came into the world for three ends, three purposes: to be, to suffer, and to do." To be, the Blessed Sacrament is a continual Bethlehem whereby Christ has pitched his tent among us. To suffer, the Eucharist is a continual Calvary where Christ pleads for us. And to do, when administered to the faithful, the Eucharist is the continuation of that long and laborious ministry through which the Son of Man went about doing good. As Christ transformed the old covenant into the new, so he desires our transformation. Washed in baptism, we are commissioned for a life of humble and charitable service. Nourished by the Eucharist, we are given the abiding presence of Christ to strengthen us. May we treasure these gifts as we accompany Christ in his final hours. God bless you.